Hello, and welcome to Downloads from God. I am your host, Andrea Lendy, sharing a daily meditation and prayer. Whatever time of day this message finds you, I pray it blesses you. So take a deep breath in, release, and open your spirit to this message. I'll be reading out of the Amplified Bible for deeper meaning and understanding. The title of our message today is Complaining. Our passage taken out of the book of Numbers, chapter 20, verses 4 and 12. And why have you brought the congregation of the Lord into the wilderness that we should die here, we and our livestock? And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, because you did not believe in me to sanctify me in the eyes of the Israelites, you therefore shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. Lately, I have found myself complaining. Not usually something I participate in. However, I found that the last few weeks have been wrought up with difficulties and my attitude has been less than positive. In each instance where I have felt overwhelmed, I complained. And the Lord came to my aid anyway. All the angst that I had experienced was for nothing. All the complaining and negativity just caused undue emotional stress. It didn't yield any answers. It didn't prove to be helpful in any instance. I just put myself through an emotional roller coaster. The Lord, however, was gracious. As I read our verses today, I saw that the Lord worked everything out for the Israelites as well. They hadn't trusted him for their basic necessities. Over and over, they complained greatly against God. Moses and Aaron didn't have the answers to their complaints in one instance until they brought them before the Lord. After all the times the Lord had provided, Moses and Aaron were not in a place that they could testify positively on the Lord's behalf. They could have told the crowd of people that God would provide. They could have reassured them of God's greatness and everlasting help, but they didn't. The Lord held Moses and Aaron accountable in a huge way. They weren't allowed to bring the people into the promised land. They weren't even allowed to go into the promised land themselves. After all the years of leading this group, they were denied. God still loved them, but he couldn't let them lead his people through to the end game. It makes me wonder if the Lord will shorten the end game for me. Have I complained so bitterly that some of his rewards will be held at bay? I don't know the answer to that question, but I have to believe that the Lord will continue to lead me day by day. Today, I choose to follow the Lord and his requests of me and pray that he will strengthen me in my faith so that I do not waver. May you find that the Lord will increase your faith in him and that you will not waver when things seem difficult. And now for our prayer. Oh Lord, my God, thank you for showing me that you are almighty and that I can count on you. Thank you for showing me that I need to have unwavering faith in you because there is nothing too difficult for you. Please strengthen my faith in you, Lord. Help me keep my eyes on you and not the circumstances around me. Help me know that you will always work everything out according to your plan. Set a guard upon my mouth so that I do not complain or speak ill of my circumstances. Help me speak life in everything, Father. Thank you for watching over me and protecting me and the family you have given me. Help us look to you for all our needs. Keep me seeking you. Help me bless someone this day, and thank you for hearing my prayer. The whisper I hear from God is, I am watching over you, my child, and will always take care of you. And my response, thank you, most gracious and merciful Lord. Amen. Thank you for listening to Downloads from God. Subscribe for all future episodes and feel free to share this podcast with others. You can also read the daily meditation and prayer and subscribe for a free 30-page meditation and prayer PDF file on my website, www.believinghim.com. Thank you.